the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today, my show is all the way around the globe for me. I am so excited to have with me Eleanor Mayer. We're going to have a really interesting conversation about aging and not aging, and how we kind of mess ourselves up around this, and what could be different. So welcome, Eleanor, and how are you today?
Hi, Erica. Thank you. I'm really good. Thanks. How are you?
And where are we in the world again? Tell me.
I'm in the Netherlands right now, in Europe. Yes. So we've got a bit of a time difference today.
Yeah, it's really early for me, so if my voice sounds grainy, it's because I'm still half asleep.
Oh, I think it's amazing how awake you are so early in the morning.
Yeah, we had a few time zone bumps. You know, I love being so global because we always can connect with people at all different times. You know, it was so funny we talking about aging because I recently was having a conversation with someone, and we were talking about sort of our sexualness and our bodies and how I haven't been feeling like I've been getting older. And then I get a little confused about that because, you know, I'm approaching my 60s and it's so strange. Like my body doesn't even seem like that. So tell me a little bit about that and what your concepts are and how aging is changing right now.
Oh, right. Yes. I'm always fascinated about aging. Well, actually, the fact that we think we grow old, but I'm really convinced about the fact we actually grow younger. And we put limitations on ourselves, like, well, I'll become 30, or I'll become 40, or 50 or 60. And there's so much in this energy of the world right now, where everything is changing, and we have such high energy. It's really, really the opposite now. And I truly believe we can grow young. And I'm working with several products, several really innovative stuff, and about, you know, also working with Conscious about that, that can truly, I believe, turn back the clock, turn back, you know, the cells to their natural state. And oh my God, Erica, there's so much to talk about that I really love it.
I feel like sometimes we mess ourselves up because we say to ourselves something like, because as I was looking at it, I was thinking, okay, well, like, am I done, right? Like, is my time on the planet? Because my mom passed when she was in her 60s. And so I thought, right. Well, you know, am I getting close to it? And then the information I was getting from my body was so different than that. Like, it was so different than that. And my energy level's higher than it was 10 years ago. It doesn't make any
sense. I know. What if your body is completely different and wants something else and really have some great, great plans for you in the future about growing older, so to say. And what if it's really the limits and the points of view we brought from other people and other lives? I don't know what all the things are, but it's not, you know, it's making us older. It's growing us older instead of growing us younger. So what if we can change
what are some things that you do with people when you're working on this? Because I know you actually teach this when you talk.
Yes, I do. I know. In the Netherlands, we do Growing Young Days, and I do it together with a great friend of mine, Janne Janssens, called, and she's working also with that. So we do a couple of things. We work with a matrix. We work with the energy field. So we invite people to step into their younger selves, for example, and we let them download all the information about the body that, for example, when they was 20. And we, you know, there's so much possible when doing that. So we do that, and we also work with special water that is ionized, water that is true, you know, the true source water. And when using that, it can turn back the clock also physically, much faster than probably when taking creams and everything like that. And we combine all this stuff, consciousness, wellness, health, and make it a package that where people can truly see for themselves, but you know, find their inner youth again, that spark again, because when you step in, for example, the energy of a younger self or what you want to be and how you want to look, your body starts to melt in that form or starts to react on that. And it feels and looks like magic, but it's really how the world is today and what we can achieve with energy and our minds.
So there's some such interesting baggage that comes up for me with this.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
And somehow there was something twisted in my childhood. I know we have like this really quick podcast, but it's such a fascinating energy that I'm bringing it up because maybe in busting this energy, it will help someone who's listening. There were things about health, like, it reminds me of like, I don't know if you know any of the stories of, Danielle, Right Body for You, where you were raised by someone who's like a very, like a health nut.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were told, this is how you be healthy. Do you see?
Right.
But there's some baggage in there for me. And it seems to be around like, you know, oh, I know. It's almost like in order to be healthy, you have to be a monk. It's almost that energy.
Right. Because what you're telling is, you know, what are the things of the past and, you know, the things that people said to you or made you believe that still keeps you in this kind of situation and this baggage. And those are clearings from excess consciousness, but asking those questions and clear them with the, you know, clear them and let them go. You can leave them all behind because those are the things you're telling me. Are they yours, Erica?
No, but it's like, in order to stay young, you have to be skinny and you have to exercise.
Wow, that's what you mean. My God. Yeah.
Like, there's things you have to do a certain way. If you don't do them, it's almost like you're going to go to hell type of energy. Like,
oh my God, it's such a twisted world, isn't it? Like, we made this thing up. Like, if in order to be healthy or beautiful, you have to be thin, you have to be that.
Yes,
that's it. Oh my God, that's it.
Yes.
Oh my God, are we all ready to let that go once and for all? Boom.
Oh my gosh, what if aging had nothing to do with the exact shape of your body?
No. What if aging has to do with all the other things besides the shape of your body? And of course, we can also do that if you want that. But it's funny, and that's outside of the box. Thank you for the question. It's perfect. Wow.
How many people carry that around? Like, you know, oh, or maybe they smoke cigarettes. Well, then you can never live till you're old. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like that energy. It's like, what if aging actually was something so different than you can even fathom?
Oh my God, yes, that. And what if it's got 99% of the thoughts and emotions in the mind that you put on your cells in your body that react? And once we become more conscious about that, I really wonder what will happen and how people will look and how old we're going to get. You know, see you at 150. Bye.
You know, you talked about water and I just kind of got an energetic hit when you said that. How little do people get that? And what can you share about water? Because, you know, when you said, I'm really interested in water, I kind of went, huh, like, what does that mean?
Yeah. You know, that's also a thing because a lot of people, we all are paying a lot of attention to the food we eat, but not much attention to the water we drink. Right. And I realized for drinking this beautiful water, it's called Kangen water. It's on my site. I will share it later. And by changing the water, which is, you know, less molecules, so much lighter, so much more. It's water that moves. It moves in a machine, so it really alive. It's water that alive. And when you start drinking that, you become so much alive. And it's water like water has, you know, is in their purest form, like in the mountains, for example. So I really wonder what will happen when we pay more attention to the water we drink, whether it's Kanga water or, you know, just pay attention to the water you drink, because we, you know, our body consists 80% water. So the water you drink has a direct effect on your body and on your life. And when we go one step further, and that's what we do also in the Growing Young Days, you can program water. You might know that, Erica. You can program the water.
I don't know that.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Because
I honestly had no idea. When you
yes.
program water, like, The interesting thing about the brain, which I love so much, it's so fascinating, is as soon as you say it, I just want to encourage everyone who's listening right now, you can change in a heartbeat. So one person can say one thing and like your yes. whole world can change on its axis. And I want to encourage you to have these aha moments. And that's one of the reasons I actually built this show, was to give people like one thing they might leave from today that they might change, that might change so much more than they thought. So if we can program water, tell me kind of the what that means for you.
For me, it means water has consciousness. Water has been there all our lives. Water has been so old as the planet, but we recycle it all the time. So actually, when talking to water, saying things to water, and you put it on the bottle, for example, it truly changes the water. And you can, Mr. Emoto, he's a Japanese guy. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he did a lot of experiments on programming the water. So for example, if we tap water, kanga water, which is so light, it absorbs it immediately, and we say something to that and we program that, the water really starts to, the crystals of the water starts to be it. So if, for example, if you put love on that or something you really want to achieve, and you start drinking that, you feel it in your body. And for me, this is the new world. I'm very happy to share that with people, because then you can do this also at home, tapping water and really put something on that or underneath your glass, and it starts changing. It's so much more to say about that, but just in a nutshell, yeah.
Well, it's just so much fun to talk to you. I always have so much fun talking to you. I want everyone to know that Eleanor is a best-selling author from the book, The Light. Tell me the name of the book. She named the book.
It's Lightness of Choosing You.
I love it.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, Eleanor came to California earlier this year and we were able to hang out. So it's just always wonderful to connect with you. And thank you for coming on the show. And how can we reach you and find out more?
Yeah, thanks. It's always great talking to you. It's you can reach me at my website. It's called eleanorcreates.com. My name is spelled Elenor, and then creates, like creates in English.
Awesome.
.com. And there's everything.
Awesome.
Great.